Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. A 20-year-old male is in jail today, charged in connection with a double shooting last night that left a 17-year-old boy dead and a 16-year-old male wounded in a South Montgomery neighborhood. According to Montgomery police, 20-year-old Andre Mosley was charged with murder and second-degree assault. Mosley is accused of killing 17-year-old David Jernigan. A 16-year-old male suffered a gunshot wound to the shoulder. His name was withheld. Police said an argument led to the shootings on Montwood Drive. It happened about 8:30 Monday night. Mosley was placed in the Montgomery County Jail under an $80,000 bond. It was the city's ninth homicide this year. In a separate shooting case, Montgomery police say a 20-year-old man died Monday from wounds he received in a March 15th shooting on Oakley Drive. Police said Cornelius Julius died at Baptist Medical Center South. A second victim, a 21-year-old male, was shot in the leg. Police said the man, whose name was not released, is recovering. No arrests have been made. Police said the investigation continues. State troopers say a Prattville man died early today in a single vehicle crash on Autauga County Road 19. Trooper Sergeant Steve Jarrett said 66-year-old Delbert White was killed when the pickup truck he was driving left the roadway and overturned. Trooper Jarrett said White was not wearing a seatbelt and he was ejected from the vehicle. The crash remains under investigation. The Alabama legislature is in its second half of this year's regular session, with both budgets waiting for action. The president pro tem of the Senate, Del Marsh, says the general fund budget is the more difficult of the two.
We don't have the tax growth in the general fund that you have in the education trust fund. So we got to find ways to perhaps at some point in time to look at the general fund and understand where is the growth tax that's there and why is it not growing. Maybe have to make some modifications. There's been talk about, as you know, with the governor going to a single budget, and the reason the governor talks of that is trying to get away from the earmarking. We've got so much of the money in the state that's earmarked, you don't have any flexibility.
Marsh says every state agency will have to make sacrifices in this year's budget. By law, the budget must be balanced despite a revenue shortfall in the hundreds of millions. Also, Alabama legislators will begin the task of reviewing a bill that rewrites Alabama's toughest in the nation immigration law. The bill by Republican Representative Mickey Hammond of Decatur was introduced last week and will be debated Wednesday morning at a meeting of the House Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee. The bill was introduced in an attempt to ease some of the concerns that have been raised by religious groups and others to the new immigration law approved by the legislature last year. In news around Alabama, an activist in Southeast Alabama is planning a march for this Saturday in a Southeast Alabama town where police shot and killed a man with mental problems. Organizer Kenneth Glasgow says the demonstration is to bring attention to the January 31st fatal shooting of 33-year-old O'Patrick Humphrey in Headland. In other news, Alabama State University's Department of Occupational Therapy celebrated Occupational Therapy Month by hosting a free healthcare screening fair today. ASU's OT Acting Chair, Dr. Susan Denham, says the fair promotes health and wellness in the community.
The more individuals know about their health and what it takes to stay healthy, then the more healthcare dollars we can save, because the less incidents there are, the less money has to be spent. And that's always our first priority, is prevention. And then as occupational therapists, we're there on the other end when prevention doesn't work. But this fair is set up to give some basic ideas. We have several different booths, blood pressure screenings, balance screenings. We have a cardio booth going to allow the public to look at different options for staying healthy and give them some information about the field of occupational therapy and let them know what Alabama State has to offer from an academic standpoint.
The free event featured fun activities, prizes, and giveaways. Occupational therapists help individuals with strokes, arthritis, amputations, and head injuries. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a 10% chance of thunderstorms early in the evening, with your lows around 50 degrees. Wednesday, sunny skies in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy with your highs in the lower 70s. Wednesday night, colder, clear, with your lows around 40 degrees. On your Thursday, look for sunny skies and your highs in the lower 70s. Thursday night, clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with your lows in the mid 40s. And on your Friday, partly cloudy skies with your highs in the upper 70s. needs. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.